Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management and Blackridge Asset Management LLC. Peak Broker Services LLC is not an affiliate of Independent Solutions or Financial Guys LLC.
You're listening to The Financial Guys.
We're $23 trillion in debt, honey. We don't have an extra surplus of money. Newsflash, guys. Stop attacking businesses, because when all the businesses are gone, nobody's going to pay your salary anymore. You get that?
If the goal is to create a loser mentality, well, you're winning.
I'm going to build a big, beautiful wall with a big, beautiful door. Well, guess what? We have a big, beautiful door, all right? It's the wide
it's
open
90%.
Southern border, right?
Yeah.
Here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
All right, welcome back, Financial Guys podcast. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle. This is the place where money meets politics. I almost said Financial Guys Radio Network. I'm so used to being on the radio stuff.
We got that too.
We do have that as well. Every Saturday, Buffalo, Rochester, all the way down to South Florida. If you need any of our information, go to www.thefinancialguys.com. You like that www? Nobody ever does that anymore.
No, you don't. Everyone figures that out. No.
I know.
I still do it too. Www.
Yeah. Everybody knows. TheFinancialGuys.com. And we're going to be all over the place today. We'll, you know, a little bit about Andrew Cuomo. By the way, who elects this guy? I don't understand. I mean, the police officers can't stand him. The teachers hate Common Core. The list goes on and on. Gun owners should say, okay, my Second Amendment rights you've been trying to take away, which, by the way, think about how much of a dirtball this guy is. He's fighting against business owners and fighting against our Second Amendment rights for registered gun owners.
Yep.
But yet, if you are going to protest and smash windows,
no problem.
Right? I support you is basically what he's saying, because he's going hands off. You know,
yeah.
I'm good.
Bowerly did a show yesterday that was probably his best of the year, I thought. Tom Bowerly on WBEN does a phenomenal show in the afternoons. And there was a caller. He was talking about Andrew Cuomo, and they're still staying on the nursing home thing. Andrew Cuomo, if you don't know, on Monday in his press conference, he's still trying to avoid, Andy, why did you send 5,000 people in the nursing homes that were COVID positive? You killed 6,000 people. And so he's blamed everything. He's gone around. So he ends up blaming now, the newest is he's blaming the frontline workers, right?
So that's great.
We did
so
our
now
own
he's offended them too, right? The police officers, frontline workers.
Yeah. We did our own study. Now, AP did a study, okay? The Associated Press did a study. They found out that 4,500 COVID positive patients were transferred into nursing homes, which went on to cause 6,000 plus deaths just
in nursing homes. Very folks, by the way, that we were told we have to protect. The most.
He said it himself, is going through nursing homes like wildfire.
So why did we shut down anything, by the way?
Right.
Now when you think about that, why did we shut down anything, right?
No.
The most vulnerable people, he shoved COVID-19 people right next to him, shoved them back into a nursing home, yet everybody else who was with healthy immune systems was supposed to lock down and shelter.
So he blamed the nursing homes, he blamed the CDC, he blamed Trump. Now, the AP comes out and does their study and says, we found that they sent 4,500 COVID positive patients from hospitals and nursing homes. So, of course, New York State does their own independent study.
Of course they do. Of course they do.
Right?
All on the payroll of Andrew Cuomo.
Right?
Is this the Moreland Commission, Glenn?
Yeah, exactly. The best part about these folks, they come out and they say, facts matter.
Yeah,
facts. There's no facts here whatsoever.
Give me a break.
So here's what the New York State investigation found. That the spike in deaths in nursing homes was before the mass transfer of patients in, and therefore must have been the healthcare workers.
Not the 4,500 sick people.
No. It was the healthcare workers that had gotten sick that had then brought it into the nursing homes.
So,
and that's ultimately how it spread.
If the sick people at that point didn't perpetuate the problem, then why in the hell are we still wearing masks and not going to be able to watch the Buffalo Bills and
Sabres?
Right?
So here's the problem with that, right? So, of course, Tom Bowerly, as he should, calls him out on it. And absolutely correct in the fact that this is ridiculous, right? I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. It's preposterous, right?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody believes this. But
well, you know what? Here's the thing. Sorry to break
Well, nobody with the brain in their head believes
this. Here's the problem. Because a buddy of mine sent me an email yesterday and said, how stupid does Andrew Cuomo think we are? And I said, well, it's not that he thinks we're stupid, but he knows that there's 18 miles that are brain dead. They're totally brain dead.
But there's some brain dead folks right here in Western New York. Let me talk about one for a second.
Absolutely, Glenn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me talk about one for a second. This guy calls into the Bowerly program. This is the part of the program I heard driving home yesterday. And he says, well, I can't give – you know, I'm just sick of all the political bashing. Mm. You know, we're bashing Cuomo. We're bashing this. And of course, Bowerly said, well, we're talking about Cuomo today because he killed 6,000 people.
Yeah, because he did it.
He did it. He's responsible. And he goes, well – but he's not fully responsible. There's a lot of blame to go around.
No, there isn't.
Tom's like, exactly. Tom's
no,
like,
there isn't.
But there really isn't. No. So here's where this guy gets to, right? So Tom's going through and Tom's like, sir, I'm sorry, but you're absolutely incorrect. You are totally wrong. The policy of putting people in the – of sending COVID-positive patients and forcing nursing homes to take them was directly Governor Cuomo's policy. He goes, well – the caller goes, well – but who's above Cuomo?
Oh, no.
That would be Trump.
Oh, God.
And Bowerly's like, sir, you are dumb as rocks. Yes. I don't know. He didn't actually say that. That's me.
No, no.
But close enough. Tom did it in a much Tom did it in a much more eloquent way.
That's probably an insult to rocks at that point.
Right. So so Tom is like, sir, you understand that no, President Trump is not the boss of the governors. That's not how this works.
Right.
Each state governor made their own policies, right? The Florida governor's policies resulted in about 3,000 deaths. New York total.
Yeah.
New York's policies resulted in 6,000 deaths just inside of nursing homes. I think people forget, and I wish the media would be on top of this because they're not, but I think people forget New York State is responsible still for 25% of all of the deaths in the United States.
Yeah.
25%. So again, I'm a guy that looks at results, right? I don't, you know, you can blame whatever you want, point fingers, whatever, but the results are the results. The results of Governor Cuomo's policies resulted in 25% of the total U.S. deaths, right? Resulted in, what, 25 to 30,000 people dead in this state when Florida only has 3,000.
Yep.
10 times the amount of deaths in New York. And Cuomo's out there taking a victory lap.
Look
at me. And now he's blaming
Here's the thing
workers,
is the liberals are so stupid. They're going to eat it up.
Well, you got it. You got the guy going, I'm tired of Cuomo bashing because there's not blame to go
around.
And
if you can blame anybody, I guess you can blame the Democrat Party in New York for giving him 100% authority to do whatever he wants to do.
That's right.
Until what? The end of this year going into 2021? He has full power to do whatever the hell he wants, and he did it, right?
He did it.
And the results of that were the highest amounts of deaths, wasted amounts of money. I mean, you're talking about $30 billion plus that has been wasted. They're still shutting down industries. Glenn, you know, we've been saying this for weeks that we have to get the herd immunity. You can't shut people down. You can't shelter in place. You got to get out and do stuff, especially people with a healthy immune system. Thankfully, the governor in Florida gets this, by the way.
Yes, he does.
He's
even fighting against the beach closure.
Yeah, I did.
They're
not closed. They only closed them for the 4th of July. That was it. Yeah.
Well, but Miami, though, Miami came out and said we're closing the beaches for the 4th of July. And Governor DeSantis said, why?
Bad idea. Why?
Why?
That's right. That's right.
You're outside. Why?
That's right. That's right. Why? Right. Why? Because the people that are getting it now in Florida are in their 20s and 30s, and they absolutely have zero symptoms. There was somebody, I think I saw it on Twitter. Let me see if I can grab this. This summed up everything, by the way. Let's see here. Keyshawn Lance Bottoms. I don't know who that is, but this really summed up a lot of stuff. She says, COVID-19 has literally hit home. I have no symptoms, but I've tested positive.
Right.
What hit home?
Right.
You have no symptoms.
What hit home? The fact that you're stuck at home?
You have no symptoms. And this is a common theme, by the way. Now the left are measuring everything by they lied to us. Go get tested.
Right.
Dr. Erickson nailed it. Go get tested. Yeah. There'll be lots of people with this very small little amount of death. Lots of people, little death. Yeah. Lots of people, little death. Well, guess what's happening now? Lots of people with COVID, little death. Lots of people with COVID, little death.
Yep.
Exactly what the flu always does every damn year because we lose thousands of people from the flu.
Yep.
And now what are they saying? Oh, gotcha.
Well,
You have it.
The CDC came out and they clarified the death rates. They said out of 120,000 U.S. deaths, a full 30,000 of those they reclassified as people that died with COVID, from COVID.
Oh, yeah, because see, people die of heart attacks all the time with pneumonia in them, and they put down the heart attack, not pneumonia.
They had, you know, we talked about the gunshot victim in Washington that had. So the CDC,
if they're already admitting there's 30,000 of the 120,000, what's the real number? My guess is 50 to 70% of those cases are all bullshit.
Well, if you just assume that it's a third, right? So that roughly it was a third. If you took a
third. We're right in line with the flu 2 years ago.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right in line with the flu. By the way, you and I both know that the CDC is full of crap, and it's probably double that, right?
Let me read this from the CDC. You'll love this.
Yeah.
You'll love this. This is from the CDC. So whether it's full of crap or not, you know, part of it is definitely ridiculous. But let me just read a little bit of this because you're going to love this. I found this through just kind of searching around the internet. Methods and results. Okay, we conducted – this is right from the CDC.gov website. We conducted systematic reviews to evaluate the effectiveness of personal protective measures on influenza virus transmission, including hand hygiene, respiratory etiquette, and face masks, and a systematic review of surface-to-object cleaning as environmental measures, okay? We searched four databases, Medline, PubMed, Embase, and Central, for literature in all languages. We aim to identify randomized controlled trials, or RCTs, for each measure for laboratory-confirmed influenza outcomes for each of the measures, because RCTs provide the highest quality of evidence. So all these folks running around, polling cars, I heard say, facts matters. Mm-hmm. It's based on the science. Here's what he said. Dr. Fauci said so, because the New York State Health Commissioner said so. Not one single medical doctor, including Fauci, not one, has cited one, not a single medical study that confirms that masks are at all effective. Not one. So for all of you politicians, for you, Mr. Poloncarz, who's saying facts matter,
yeah,
would you please go find me some facts?
That's
because
right.
I'm going to finish reading this, and at the end of this, you're going to realize that, holy crap, we've been completely – this is right from the CDC.
But I did call this months ago.
Oh, months, yeah.
Months ago I called it, right. Yeah.
So – anyway, for respiratory etiquette, surface cleaning, blah, 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 I read that already. Influenza illness, respiratory outcomes, and the observational studies on laboratory-confirmed influenza. So here's what they found. We performed meta-analysis for hand hygiene and face mask interventions and estimated the effect of these measures on laboratory-confirmed influenza prevention by risk ratios, blah, 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 blah. So let me just drop right down to the mask. I'll skip the hygiene mm-hmm. and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Respiratory etiquette. Okay, so we get down to face masks.
My final prediction will come within the next 3 to 6 weeks, yeah, which is masks will actually make people sicker.
Well, they're definitely not effective. Right?
Yeah, they're not effective. No.
In our systematic review, we identified 10 random control trials that reported estimates of the effectiveness of face masks in reducing laboratory-confirmed influenza virus infections in the community from literature published from 1946 to July 27th of 2018. In pooled analysis, we found no significant reduction in influenza transmission with the use of face masks. Let me just finish. One study evaluated the use of face masks among pilgrims from Australia during the Hajj pilgrimage and reported no major difference. That was one study. Two studies in university settings assessed the effectiveness of face masks for primary protection by monitoring the incidence of laboratory-confirmed influenza among student hall residents for 5 months, the overall blah, blah, blah. So they looked at all these different studies. There's multiple studies out there. Not one of them show that master. So what they did was, in certain of these trials, the people that were sick wore the mask.
Right.
The people that were healthy wore the mask.
Yeah, nothing different.
And sometimes both wore the masks.
Right.
In all of those studies, this is on our Twitter feed. You can go find this if you want. In all of those studies, whether it didn't matter. It didn't matter who wore what mask. So what they found was the respiratory masks, like the N95 masks, worked the best mm-hmm. when they were fit tested. And these masks, of course, will be limited supply during a pandemic, so they sure. recommend not even using those. Most people are using cloth masks, right?
Yeah.
So basically what they found with masks, unless they were absolutely perfectly N95 masks, and even those didn't reduce much, if any. But here's the best part. So you read this whole thing, and you get down to the summary, right? We did not find evidence that surgical-type face masks are effective in reducing confirmed influenza transmission, either when worn by infected persons or by persons in the general community to reduce their susceptibility. This is all done with graphs and figures.
We have to post that today.
I did.
Make sure we pop
I'll
that
repost
out.
It again. But here's the
Maybe
best part.
We tweet it to Mr. Mark Poloncarz. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I definitely copied him. Here's the best part, though. So you read this whole thing, and then you get to the last line, and it just kills me, right? So all this evidence.
Yeah.
All this evidence, I got to find
this. Here's the disclaimer.
Line. Well, then they say,
Let's keep scaring people.
Well, basically, it's to go through all the evidence. I got to find this last thing.
Yeah. They'll have to summarize it with scaring children.
So, further investigations on effectiveness, respiratory etiquette, and surface cleaning through conducting RCTs would be helpful, blah, blah, blah. Future costs, blah, blah, blah. Further research, yada, yada, yada. Where is it? Evidence from RCTs. Oh, I got to find this here. Basically, what it says at the end, he goes, but if you think in theory, face mask should work. Like, what do you mean theory? I got to find that because that's the
Here's
best
how
part
a face
about
mask would work, Glenn. It's a huge Ziploc bag that you tie around your freaking head.
Right, right.
And the only problem with that is you cut off all the oxygen because in the air is this virus, right? Supposedly as somebody might spit on you or something. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to stop it either.
So if you can still breathe, those particles can still come through is what they're saying, right?
Yeah. And well, unless it's a surgical mask that's perfectly fitted,
right.
which nobody's wearing. I've seen people with shirts tied around their face, with bandanas, with cloth masks. None of those cloth masks are doing anything.
Yeah. The only thing, and the other thing it's doing is hurting, by the way, hurting your immune system and crushing your immune system. This is not me. This is Dr. Erickson, who we've had on the radio show, that said we will at some point. Now, I called this before Dr. Erickson, before we had him on. I want to say before Dr. Erickson did, but before we had him on, I said the result of this will be millions of people over the next bunch of years that are sick and dying of other diseases because of a weakened immune system. As you're bringing this up,
I wish I could find that last piece. I can't seem to find it now.
Efforts to beat the coronavirus pandemic could cause over 1 million extra deaths from other diseases, experts warn.
Doubt.
So this is this is out of CNN. Now, who else said that? Oh, yeah, we did. Now, you know, and let me just say this. This is bullshit, too. This is going to be millions of people, not 1 million people, right? Because what this is saying is, well, it's just because we're having funding now that's shifting from COVID away from other things like HIV or, you know, other diseases that may happen, right? So, experts are saying, well, there's 1 million from that, right? Just 1 million cases from that. But what they're not factoring in is the weakened immune system. So what, throw another 1 million in there, right? They're not factoring in the fact that this is going to continue for a while, right? The scare is going to continue. I saw another reporter this morning standing by himself about 50 feet away from a cameraman with a face mask on.
Right.
What the hell are you doing?
Right.
What are you doing?
So anyway,
lights, by the way, are going to give me a tan. We're going to have to figure this out because I'm sweating my butt off.
I'll have to find it and post it and highlight it. But basically, it goes through all these different studies.
Yeah.
And it says, we found this study. We didn't find any effectiveness in all these laboratory studies and all these different studies. We found no effectiveness. And then at the last paragraph.
But we should still scare you.
Which seems to be gone. maybe they removed it. The last paragraph says, however, in theory, face masks should prevent. Mm-hmm. In theory.
Yeah.
And you just went through 14 different
studies. Yeah, why did absolutely nothing except scare the
children. Here's how this works. The theory comes first.
Right.
In theory, face masks should work. And then we do random controlled trials and we do tests. Well, guess what? You just talked about all the random controlled trials.
That's right.
And then you said, in theory, it should work. You just said it didn't work based on all these trials.
In theory, socialism should work.
In theory, the CDC is useless. Let's talk about that.
But it doesn't, right?
Yeah, exactly. In theory, it should.
In theory, welfare should work, right?
It doesn't.
We give people resources.
Exactly.
They get back on their feet, and they move in the right direction.
Yes.
The fact is, we've given trillions of dollars out, and it's done nothing except make people poor. In theory, it should have worked. In reality, it didn't.
Exactly. Yeah. In theory, it would be great if the government. I remember the video we saw from California. Where they were talking about the homes where you could just rent a bed. Remember that?
And the food showed up.
Right. And the girl, she was the spokesman who was coordinating this. We had that video somewhere. Yeah. The spokesman, this woman who was coordinating this, goes, well, you know, I grew up in the USSR, and before the collapse, and my family came here, and you know, why did they flee communist Russia? Did you ever talk to your parents?
Right.
She goes, you know, I just along the same lines as the way communist Russia worked. I mean, wouldn't it be great if you just woke up in the morning and there was food in your refrigerator,
it would be.
And you know, toothpaste and deodorant in your bathroom and all that?
Want a Ferrari in my driveway.
Right? Sure. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Like, we just wake up and everything's there for you.
Yeah.
In theory, that would be great. In reality, somebody has to pay for that, right?
Yeah.
This is where these liberals don't understand, right?
But, by the way,
the autonomous zone. In theory, we want to be autonomous.
Yeah.
And then we're going to put up a list of here's what we need.
With barriers.
Well, that's not autonomous, though. So if you're going to be autonomous, we need deodorant, we need soap, we need hand cleansers.
You make that all on your own.
Wait a minute, I thought you were autonomous.
Yeah.
In theory, the autonomous zone worked great for the socialists. In reality, they begged for supplies because they couldn't be autonomous on their own.
Even ice, the good kind.
Ice,
remember
the
that?
Good kind.
Ice,
that was great.
The good
ice,
kind.
The good kind.
The 13 Haitian migrants stranded at sea, rescued near Martin County, by the way. Yeah. This is off of Florida. So I think we actually consider a trade. That's what I think we start to do, right? I think, you know, these Haitian migrants, they don't want to come here for welfare. They want to come here to work. They want to come here for jobs. Let's consider a trade. Let's vet them at there and let's say, okay, look at, for every 13 that float in that want freedom and they want
we'll
ability.
We'll give you 13 socialists.
We'll give you 13 socialists.
Haiti socialists, right?
Yeah.
More or less.
Yeah.
Haitian, corrupt government.
Let's let's trade them on the boat. They want to be self-reliant. Let's get them back there.
Go.
Just
go
shove them out, like drag them out like 15, 20 miles and say you're on your own. Here's some directions to go to.
I say give them a plane ticket, just flying right into Haiti.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Want to talk about a mayor who is probably not going to be there for much longer. Miami-Dade County GOP mayor blames Black Lives Matter's protest for coronavirus spike in Miami.
There was an article yesterday.
Awful brave, young man. Did he not know that protests don't spread COVID?
There was an article yesterday that my wife read. I didn't grab the article. And she goes, this is unbelievable. She goes, the article basically said, all the gatherings on July 4th causing spike in coronavirus. It was 3 days ago.
Right.
The article was Monday, the July 6th.
That's right.
So you're telling me that all the people getting together for July 4th of July – 2 days later, that's causing the spike that happened a week before the 4th of July?
I mean, I'm begging my conservative friends out there to please find your backbone. Please. I'm begging you, right? If you own a gym, if you own a restaurant, it is time to open at full capacity. If you own a restaurant, get together with the other restaurant folks and say enough is enough. Open together. And I don't mean setting up four chairs in your parking lot. Please. Get together, all open at once, and start to fight back. If you own a movie theater, open up. Start to fight back. Enough is enough. The protest really did it for me. I was a never closer, and some people, and I agree with some people who said maybe give it 2 weeks or something like that. That's okay too. Let's compromise. But when these folks are continuing, when you got Andrew Cuomo saying you need a special filtration center, a system to open up the goddamn malls, and your whole life is in that mall, you've worked forever to be able to open your store, but yet he's flying around on a private jet.
Yeah, malls are gone.
It is bullshit.
Malls
beyond
are
bullshit. Yeah. With the mask, stop it with the mask. If you think your immune system is compromised and you feel more comfortable wearing the mask, God bless you. If you're doing it for Andrew Cuomo, please stop.
Well, go read the CDC studies.
You are reinforcing his crap is what you're doing.
It's not even the CDC studies.
Yeah.
It's the studies that the CDC reviewed.
Yeah.
Go look at the studies.
Mm-hmm.
Go look at all the random control studies of the last 60 years, basically 70 years of data they reviewed. And they found out in five different – every language in the world, of all around the globe, they looked at these studies. You'll love this one, Mike. This will make your head spin. New York Times. Oh. This is yesterday's headline. Are protests unsafe? What experts say may depend on who's protesting what.
Oh, my God.
You'll love this.
That is unreal.
Oh, but let me read this.
That is unreal. And by the way, I can't go see my beloved Buffalo Sabres this year because why? But they can protest. Somebody with a brain, show up. Somebody with a brain and a backbone.
You'll love this. Let me read this piece because this is great.
By the way, President Trump needs to start reading some of this garbage on the air.
On the air.
Yep.
The way the public health narrative around the coronavirus has reversed itself overnight seems a lot like politicizing science. Essayist and journalist Tom Chatterton Williams wrote in The Guardian last month, what are we to make of such whiplash-inducing messages? Of course, there are differences. A distinct majority of George Floyd protesters wore masks in many cities, even if they often crowded too close together. They were wearing masks because they were breaking and looting. They were breaking windows and looting businesses, okay?
A joke.
Unbelievable.
What a joke.
You'll love this, though.
What an absolute joke.
It gets way better than this. By contrast, many anti-lockdown protesters refused to wear masks, and the rallying cry ran directly contrary to public health officials' instructions.
Well,
in practical terms, no team of epidemiologists could have stopped the waves of impassioned protesters any more than they could have blocked the anti-lockdown protesters. So this is great. Still, the divergence of their own reactions left some of the country's prominent epidemiologists wrestling with deeper questions of morality, responsibility, and risk. How about wrestling with the question of just being ethical?
Yes.
How about just ethical and honest? Let's start with that. Forget about morality.
That's right.
Let's just go to ethical and honest. For all you epidemiologists, 3,000 of some sent a letter to the President Trump saying, oh, these protests are safe, right?
That should have ended it forever. By the way, that second, those protests, those first few nights should have ended it for every business owner out there. Please get a backbone and open up, and please support these people.
I'm going to read you some names right now in this article that are in this article, so I'm not
doxing anybody.
For
those of you watching at YouTube, by the way, I'm not having a
hot flash.
It's like 1,000 degrees in here. The lights are too much.
We moved studios because we're doing some construction in our office to a smaller office studio, and we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lights all around us. It's like being in a solar oven.
Yeah. The good news is I won't have to jog later. I will have lost all my body.
I'm not quite as hot, but I'm definitely starting to heat up. So let me just read this. Catherine Triosi, an infectious disease epidemiologist at the University of Texas Health Science Center in Houston, studies COVID-19. When wearing a mask or standing at the edge of a great swell of people, she attended a recent protest in Houston supporting Floyd. A sense of contradiction tugged at her. Quote, I certainly condemned the anti-lockdown protests at the time, and I'm not condemning the protests now. And I struggle with that, she said.
She struggles.
Yep. I have a hard time articulating why that's okay, because it's not okay.
Because you're a moron.
It's not okay. That's why.
Because you're an absolute moron.
I have a
moron.
Hard time articulating why this is okay.
Because you're
it's not okay.
Because you're
that's
an absolute
why.
Moron. You have destroyed, by the way, white and black people's lives. Let me let you in a little secret. The very communities you were protesting in and the very windows you were smashing, many of them are black business owners.
Yes, many of them.
Yeah.
Mark Lurie, a professor of epidemiology at Brown University, described a similar struggle. Quote, instinctively, many of us in public health feel a strong desire to act against accumulated generations of racial injustice, Lurie said. Really? But we have to be honest, a few weeks before we were criticizing protesters for arguing to open up the economy and saying that was dangerous behavior. I am still grappling with that.
Wow.
Oh,
if you're
I'm
grappling
sure.
with that, you're a total idiot. You are a total idiot. There's nothing else to say.
This is great, though.
Nothing else to say. And once again, conservatives, please find your backbone. Right. We are down to 0.0001% deaths in this country. Mm-hmm. Right. More people are going to die of car accidents. More people are going to die of the regular flu by far. By far.
This gets great. This gets great. Here's what the dean of the Brown University's School of Public Health added. His or her name, I'm not quite sure, is Ashish Jha.
The dean. What's her salary like?
The dean. Right. $500,000.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
I'm sure.
This is the best, though. Here's what Ashish added. Quote. Do I worry that mass protests will fuel more cases? Yes, I do.
Mm.
But a dam broke, and there's no stopping that. Mm. Oh,
okay. Well, why don't we open the dam of going back to business? Why don't we open that dam and have say it's not going to stop? And again, I've said this for months. We're here doing this podcast in Western New York. Please, Western New York restaurants, all get together on open at once.
This is totally political.
Poland Cars and Cuomo do not give a shit about your company. All they care about, they're supporting the people that would smash your windows in.
Yes, they
are. But yet you're sitting at home and abiding by the rules. You're sitting at home and spending all kinds of extra cash to put a tent behind the building with extra seats. And you're trying to scramble to set up your labor cost and your cost of goods. All for what? Because they don't care. They'll smash your window in and say, it's all about fairness.
We got to support the protesters. Here's what they said. This is the best. Some public health scientists publicly waved off the conflicted feelings of their colleagues.
Oh, sure.
Saying the country now confronts a stark moral choice. The letter, signed by more than 1,300 epidemiologists and health workers, urged Americans to adopt a, quote, consciously anti-racist, end quote, stance and frame the difference between anti-lockdown demonstrators and the protesters in moral, ideological, and racial terms.
Oh, my gosh.
Those who protested stay-at-home orders were rooted in white nationalism and run contrary to respect for black lives. No, they just didn't want to see their business flushed down the toilet, okay? No, they realized that this is a bunch of hooey and that this is all made-up crap. And that doesn't affect the virus. The virus is real. It's killing people. That's real.
Yeah.
But all of this, it's the science we have to follow. The science in California, again, said you could only go in the wet sand. The science in New York said you could only go in the dry sand. Yeah. Which science is right?
Yeah.
We don't know.
Now, by the way, now the science is telling us exactly what you and I said months ago, which is, number one, there are less people died than they even close to predicted, right? Number two, the virus is petering itself out, right? Petering itself out. Why do we know that? Because of the science. It's called death rates. We look at them.
Right.
And the death rates are going down.
It's not even science.
And by
it's
the way,
statistics.
And
really.
By the way, every single year, people die of the flu. They die of influenza. They die of this stuff, right? Children die of this stuff.
Sadly,
that sucks, but that's the way life rolls, right? So we cannot continue to hide from this, and you conservatives have to step up with the leadership, right?
Yep.
I'm so sick and tired of walking into a value store and seeing 97% of people with masks on.
Yep.
You can't tell me that 97% of people support Andrew Cuomo and Mark Poland Cars.
Well, they don't want to be harassed.
Stay at home.
Most people don't want to be harassed.
Yeah, have a set of balls. Find your testicles and have a set of balls. Honestly,
so let me read this part again.
And by the way, if you think your immune system is compromised, please don't yell at me when I'm out. Don't. Stay at home. Stay. We have something called Amazon now. You can stay at home. Yep. You can lock yourself in your house for the next 15 years, and you can order whatever you want online. You can do that, right? I'm going to go face first against next year's flu and the flu after that. And by the way, I'm doing the same thing for my children. I don't want them to die of COVID-75.
Right.
I want them to have a healthy immune system. I want them to go face first into it.
So I'll read this part again. Those who protested stay-at-home orders were rooted in white nationalism and run contrary to respect for black lives. Mm, I want to say.
Right.
There is zero proof of that.
No.
Nobody protested.
No.
To reopen and protested the stay-at-home orders.
I was
that had nothing to do about race. Zero.
I was a never-opener. Never-opener. Right. Right?
Zero.
I have black relatives.
Right.
I have more black relatives than black families do.
But I'm just saying again, the stay-at-home, the protesters who protested the stay-at-home orders, that had zero to do with white nationalism.
No. Zero
it had nothing to do with race.
Yeah.
It had everything to do with government control and them shutting down their businesses.
Here's what it had to do with me, Glenn. Here's what it had to do with you and I, right? And this is now proving right. CNN, right? Liberal CNN. A million extra deaths will happen because of corona.
Right.
Remember us talking about COVID in a box? Remember us talking about COVID in a vacuum? Do you remember that, folks?
Right.
Do you remember us telling you weeks ago that it's not just about the 40,000 people that may die of COVID? It could be the freaking million people that die of extra things,
Well, a million people will die of starvation.
Oh, right.
What's
there'll be
happen?
Millions. Millions. I think what were the numbers of GDP?
Oh, for every 1% decline or 5% decline. It's about 5 million people.
Yeah.
5 million people have starved to death around the world.
And you're not only talking about our decline in GDP, it's a global GDP, right? You are
going to
see millions of people starve.
There will likely be, there will definitely be more deaths because of the lockdown.
No
and,
doubt.
And economic. Glenn, well, you're already seeing it.
It'll be 10 for one. Mark my words, it'll be 10 for one by the time this thing's done.
We'll go back to that in a second. Let me finish this, but I want to talk about that. It's important to understand that what's going on now, when economics go down, that's when violence and things like that get worse. And we're going to talk about that in a second, but let me talk about this first. So by contrast, it said, those protesting systematic racism must be supported, the letter stated. Mm. Quote, as public health advocates, they stated, we do not condemn these gatherings as risky for COVID transmission. We support them as vital to the national public health. What? Those 1,300 epidemiologists and healthcare workers should resign right now.
Right now.
Go turn right now. In your credentials.
Worthless.
And go become a politician for the Democrat Party.
How
could you possibly say that, though? Let me just read that again so you understand
By the way, that's so scary.
Let me read this whole phrase. Let me start at the top here just for a second. This is what the letter said, signed by 1,300 epidemiologists. Those who protested stay-at-home orders were rooted in white nationalism and run contrary to respect for black lives, the letter stated. By contrast, it said, those protesting systematic racism must be supported. As public health advocates, they stated, we do not condemn these gatherings as risky for COVID transmission. We support them as vital to the national public health.
Wow.
Let me tell you about the national public health. In 2019, we had 15 unarmed African Americans killed by police officers. 15. We've had over that, we've had double that, police officers killed since George Floyd. We've had hundreds of people killed since George Floyd in Chicago, in Baltimore, in New York City. We had a six-year-old shot in the head this past week in in Chicago.
Yeah.
A six-year-old sitting on her father's lap.
Eight-year-old in Atlanta, by the way.
Eight-year-old in Atlanta.
Let me read you this, Glenn. 87 shot, 17 fatally in Chicago, July 4th weekend violence.
So tell me again how
just in the weekend of July 4th, we lost 17 folks.
There was a sad person in Atlanta. His daughter, who is a 17-year-old daughter or whatever, I'm not sure exactly the age, she got lost. She made a wrong turn. She drove into the Atlanta version of CHOP. Black Lives Matters opened fire on the vehicle, killing her inside, senseless. She was also black, by the way.
Yeah.
So Black Lives Matter now.
Yeah,
this is what happens when you allow these CHOP zones.
That's right.
You mayors, you liberal mayors in Atlanta, Baltimore,
the
Chicago.
The summer of peace and love ended up not being so peaceful and loving.
Look at the shootings. 150% increase now in New York City or something like that.
New York City's up in violence. The inner city of Chicago's up in violence. Yet the suburbs, by the way, are stocking up with more ammunition and
55 people shot in Buffalo since early June. 55.
Right. Oh, by the way,
that's another 150% increase.
Here's what they're doing in Buffalo now, right? To help, social workers could soon work with Buffalo Police.
Oh, that'll work.
I seriously hope the social workers are there to say, "Look, we understand the stupidity you're dealing with, and we're here to help you mentally because you're going to need it if you continue to work in this position." Right?
70 people shot this weekend.
What'll end up
in
Chicago? By the way, people say, "Well, why is the violence up?" The violence is going to be up because the police officers are going to be afraid to get involved in any messes right now. What they're going to turn into is body picker-uppers. That's what they're going to end up being, right?
Yep.
They're going to end up saying, well, I'm not breaking into that house to stop that fight. You know why? Because I'm going to be called a racist. So call me when the gunshots are done. Call me when they're out of bullets, and I'll come pick the bodies up. That's what's going to happen. And that's what is happening, right? We're going to see more and more of that. You're going to see these police officers say, it's not worth it for me to try to run into a burning building and save somebody's life because I'm going to be called a racist. I'm not going to go into the middle of that gunfight. No way. I'll show up 2 minutes later and let me know. I'll pick up the body.
Year over year in Chicago, in July, June of 2019 versus June of 2020, Chicago saw a 75% increase in shootings in the month of June and a 78% increase in murders. 78% increase in murders. And let me go back for a second and read you the other article I just read you a second ago, right? About the, we believe that we should support these protesters because of the national health.
Yeah.
Resign.
By the way, did you like the mayor of Chicago where she says the real reason we're up in violence is COVID and because of guns still, because we don't have harsh enough gun laws.
I got it.
The gun laws say that you can't buy bullets or guns in the city of Chicago.
Yep.
You cannot buy, you know, even fake guns and bullets in the city of Chicago, right? That's just how dumb these people are. When you say it can't get worse, it can. They just, every day, they exceed my expectations when it comes to stupidity, right? So mayor stands up and says, the reason violence is up is because of COVID and because our gun laws are not tough enough.
Let me say this. Let's talk about the violence for a second.
By the way, they won't get the guns off the street, by the way. That will happen less and less and less. Why? Because police officers aren't going to get involved.
Oh, no, no.
They're going to go, you know what, Joe? Just keep going.
No, no. We're going to the Wild West, Mike.
Yeah.
I'm not going to play this video because I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. This was actually just sent to us 45 minutes ago from one of the folks that are a Jacques on Twitter, and this was retweeted. Christians at a Grace Baptist Church in Troy, New York, were gathering to worship Sunday when BLM stormed their sanctuary and took over their church. Violent BLM members stopped the service and assaulted the peaceful Christians verbally and physically.
Hmm.
Okay. Stopping people from going into a church and interfering in worship is a federal offense.
Yep.
I'm calling on President Trump
to
send in the feds because obviously the local mayors are making the police forces
totally
stand
useless.
Down.
Totally useless.
A police car drove by while a woman holding a small infant in tow, about a four-year-old child, was being screamed at through a megaphone. Let me warn you, folks. I'm just going to tell you right now. If you get in my face with a megaphone,
right,
I'm going to shoot you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
You're not going to walk away from that incident, okay?
No, I agree.
But this is where we're going, folks. I don't want to do that. I don't want to have to deal with offending myself and my family. I don't want to go there. Nobody wants to go there.
No.
But if this is what's going to happen with impunity, then every single church needs to make sure they have armed citizens or private security.
That's right.
That's going. This is where we're going. Here's what happened in Michigan yesterday, okay? I'm assuming a Black Lives Matter protester, whoever he was, and he happened to be African-American, right, with a black hoodie, was walking down the street in Lansing where I went to school and I have friends, threatening people with a gun, shooting the gun in the air and pointing it at – and walking down the street, pointing it at people on a busy highway. Well, he pointed at the wrong guy.
Yep.
Because in Michigan, you don't have to have a concealed carry permit to carry a handgun anymore.
Thank God. They have there was a good guy with a gun there, because who knows how many innocent lives would have been killed, right? What do we have? Looked at another young child that was killed, child that was killed. A good guy with a gun showed up to end that.
He stepped out of his car. This guy stepped in front of a car. He pointed the gun at the driver. The driver stepped out of the car and shot him dead.
Good.
You're Good. Except the problem is, is that we
are... Now we'll be prosecuting this guy.
No, we won't. They won't. He'll get off
either way. I hope.
Here's what's going to happen, though. BLM's going to show up at a church. There's going to be armed people there just to repel them. We're going down the path of a race war, folks. This is not good for anybody.
No,
but
I
will tell you this. I don't care what color you are. If you are not yet prepared to defend yourself, you need to start to think about protecting yourself and your family. I you know, even my 12-year-old son, and I'll post a video on Twitter later today, even my 12-year-old son is learning to shoot. My daughters know how to shoot. I'm carrying every day. Now, I used to carry 3 days a week. I used to joke about it. I carry 3 days a week. You guess which three, right? Not anymore. Yeah. Now I carry every single day, right? And I'm not going to tell you where I carry. Sometimes it's on me. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's with me. Right? And I'm not going to tell you what I carry. But I'm telling you, if you're not prepared to defend, it's only a matter of time, folks, before you are the one in that church. Look, I watched 1,000 armed to the teeth with assault rifles. I shouldn't even call them that. With AR-15s and other type of semi-automatic rifles march down through Atlanta on their way to Stone Mountain. Now, and they were calling out for white nationalists to fight them. Look, somebody's going to show up, whether it's a white nationalist group, which I think are pretty rare, actually, or just a bunch of patriots. But there's going to be 1,000-person gun battle, and we are going to start the race wars. This is not good for anybody.
No, it's not.
It's not good for white. It's certainly not good for black folks.
Yep.
99% of which, by the way, want nothing to do with this.
No, they
right?
don't. No, they
nothing
don't.
To do with
and
this.
And 99% of them don't represent the Democrat Party, right? I saw a lady talking about a young black lady talking about the fact that, look, she was pro-life. What are you doing? I don't support the Democrats. But Oprah this week, by the way, coming out and saying, all black people should vote Democrat. I would be totally insulted if I was a Democrat.
How insulting is that?
Yeah. Like, okay, wait a minute. Why? I can't use my own brain to think about who I want to vote
for. So Oprah's going to come out.
I'm just going to vote for Democrats because of the color of my skin? I mean,
Oprah's out there crying.
How racist is that?
Oprah's out there talking about, systematic racism and the inability to get ahead.
Yeah.
From which of your four mansions, Oprah?
That's right.
Were
That's
you
right.
saying that from?
That's right.
Because it seems like you did pretty good in this country. You are a black female.
Yeah.
Worked out okay.
Worked
Somehow
out, right.
you weren't oppressed.
Yeah.
You made it okay.
She's one of the richest people in the world. the world. Worked out for her. She must have been smarter than everybody else,
I'm
right?
sure.
Totally insulted.
I'm going to play this video.
Play that video, by the way, while you're doing
57
that.
57 seconds.
Hydroxychloroquine saves lives of COVID-19 patients. Yeah. No kidding. Trump was right again.
Yeah.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah, look at that.
Look at that.
This is, I don't know what's in this video exactly. It's 57 seconds, and I'll make sure it's here so you can see it, okay? So we want to make sure that if you're watching the podcast, hopefully it's here. Let me just put this up here, and those that are listening,
this was sent to us by one of our
Haven't heard this yet.
Twitter
this
friends.
Is this while we were recording this, which was just sent to us, by one of our Twitter friends.
Look.
If you do not know what
you're Christian preaching, you dumb fuck.
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter.
These are the peaceful folks.
Yeah.
Loving and caring.
And there goes the fights, right? Now there's security there. There's officers there. They don't care anymore. See, we have allowed these protesters to be emboldened.
That's what happens when you let a city in Seattle just stay there for a week, right? It says two weeks.
The police or the security that's there, and it looks like an officer. He's letting them rock right in.
Yeah.
He tried to stop. Get your hands off me.
Yeah.
Now the police. It's just police. Well, it says police on their jersey.
That wouldn't happen in my church.
Yeah.
That
so now what? So police are just going to follow them in?
Yeah.
How about you stop them when the
Escort
guy says, "Get your hands off me"? You say, you draw your weapon and say, get out of this church or we're going to drop you where you stand.
Well, unfortunately,
you have no right to be there.
We're not supporting these police officers and, we're scaring the daylights out of them saying, look, if you touch somebody, you're a racist scumbag. And
well, then I guess it's going to have to go to
private
security.
We had a police officer in Atlanta, Glenn, that somebody turned around to shoot him.
Yeah, right.
He shoots the guy, deserved to be shot.
Yep.
Right. You don't do that to a police officer. A police officer was being very respectful. The guy was pissed drunk.
And attacked
the officer.
Attacked the officer, stole his
taser gun.
And ran off. off.
And yet we're prosecuting this officer, right?
Yep.
I mean, I got to tell you, who the heck wants to be a cop today? By the way, Atlanta Crazy. Mayor says enough is enough after girl fatally shot near scene. So let me get this straight. Enough is enough, Mayor? What? After you told the police officers to back down,
Did you hear
to stand down? No, I just grabbed this
officer. So here's what the officer. So this is the mayor of Atlanta who is her prosecutor is going after the police officer.
This young girl, Mayor, that's on you. That's on you and your
exactly.
Democrats' back, by
exactly.
the way. That blood is on your hands.
So I watched the press conference, and she gave an impassioned plea. She goes, enough is enough. Hmm. We have to stop. Mayor, you can talk until you're blue in the face,
yeah.
but if you're not actually going to not prosecute police and you're going to stop these, you know, these no-go zones, this little girl was shot because unfortunately they went the wrong direction. She got lost.
Yeah.
She went the wrong direction, and this poor girl was shot by Black Lives Matters. How many people have been arrested for that? None.
Yeah, none.
None. How about this? How about you figure out where they are, like this whole chop zone in Atlanta? If I'm President Trump, and I hope God somebody gets this to President Trump, here's what I would do. You go in, President Trump. You want to win this election? You seriously win this election? You go into Atlanta. You go into Seattle. You go into Chicago. You surround the areas where these Black Lives protesters are. Surround it. I'm talking about surround it.
Yep.
So there's no escape.
Yeah.
And you arrest every single one of them.
The smallest little area possible so they can't do any more damage, right?
And then you arrest every single one of them.
That's right.
Here's the problem in places like Portland. Portland, if you haven't been watching the videos, folks, because you're not going to see it on CNN, you're not going to see it on MSNBC, you have to go to places like Facebook and Twitter. And even Facebook is now censoring this stuff. Mm-hmm. You have to search this stuff out. What's going on in Portland is nothing short of an absolute ongoing open war between police and Antifa mainly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the problem. Yeah. Every time police arrest these folks, the prosecutors, every single time, failed to prosecute over and over again.
Let them continue to recycle themselves, for sure. And by the way,
go ahead. You're good. No. It's amazing. It's really unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, by the way, this 8-year-old girl, had we done that, right, she would be alive, right?
She would
be alive if Mayor had you just supported the police department and we protected those zones. Remember how we cleaned up New York City years ago? It wasn't by saying, we're not going to support police officers and you can just do whatever you want and smash into Macy's window and take whatever you want, right? It was by putting police officers on every corner and making New York City safer. And guess what? New York City got safer for every caller. It didn't matter whether you were black or white or red or blue. New York City got safer for everybody. And Mrs. Mayor, boy, if you're not going to support these police officers, unfortunately, this stuff's going to continue to happen, and it is on you. This is on you. You are the one that said, police officers, shame on you. Let these people run. Let them protest. Let them do what they want to do. Remember the mayor of Baltimore? We need to give them safe zones. Let them burn down stuff.
We need to give
them
space to destroy.
Well, now you're giving.
What she
and
said.
What happens, by the way? What happens when you give a little kid space? Well, guess what? They ask for more. Same thing with criminals. Same thing with deviant minded people. If you're going to let them smash in three windows and steal three pairs of Nikes out of three different stores, guess what? They're going to reach for number four and number five. And that's what's happening.
Portland is on pace for a 240% increase in shootings in July.
Oof.
240%.
I'd be curious to see, by the way, the suburbs, by the way.
My guess is
suburbs have been safer. I bet so there's been less shootings in suburbs as you continue to see more and more suburbians stock up with guns.
So here's what's happened in Portland, okay? For those of you that are unfortunately not watching, you know, and you're not going to see this again on CNN or CNBC, so please share this podcast, share the video, like it, follow it. Click subscribe, and please share this with your friends because you're not going to get this information anywhere else. What's been going, you got to follow this guy, Andy Ngo, NGO. Mr. Andy Ngo is his tag on Twitter, at Mr. Andy Ngo, which is NGO. He's been covering, and he's been assaulted by Antifa. He's got an ongoing lawsuit. He's been assaulted multiple times. He's been the only reporter covering this stuff in Portland. He's got a whole bunch of tweets on his page talking about this person was arrested, declined to be prosecuted. This person arrested, declined to be prosecuted. This person arrested. And of course, the prosecutor there is liberal.
Yeah.
So the prosecutor is not prosecuting anybody. So here's what happened this week. They attacked a federal courthouse.
Oh.
Trump did send in the feds.
They always do eat their own, don't they?
They're so dumb, right? But here's what
this judge has been letting me out. Let's go get him.
Exactly. So they attacked a federal courthouse. So now, here's what happened. This was just 3 hours ago. after the deployment of numerous agents from federal agencies to Portland. So the feds are now deploying federal agents. The agents are not subject to the same hand-tying placed on Portland police.
Good.
I will name those arrested and charged in this threat, and he does. Tamane Jamay Teo was arrested at Portland Antifa riot. He used the moniker Zoik in Antifa community. He's facing federal charges. So this is exactly what Trump needs to do, but he needs to do it bigly, right?
That's right.
Do it every place bigly, and this is what your press conference should be.
And say enough is enough. We're cleaning.
President Trump, this is your press conference
here. The inner cities, and he has said this before, if the inner cities can't clean themselves up, if these Democrat mayors can't do it, if these Democrat governors can't do it, I will do it. Well, now is the time to do it.
So now he's starting to do it. So he's facing federal charges for allegedly assaulting a federal officer. So now they were assaulting Portland police officers with impunity. Mm. So now the feds have sent in federal officers.
Good.
They don't have the same
This is as
rules,
of this morning.
This is as of yesterday and then now this morning. 17 minutes ago, he just posted this. Gretchen Margaret Blank, 29, arrested at Antifa riot in Portland. She's facing federal assault charges for assaulting a federal officer with her shield. She's also accused of trying to help Andrew Faulkner, the suspect with the pipe bomb parts, escape.
Pipe bomb parts. I mean, unreal.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Yeah, yeah.
These dirtbags. Unreal.
They don't care.
Put them away forever. Forever. Could you imagine a liberal judge saying, yeah, you know what, just walk out. Just keep going. Maybe you can hurt some, you know, maybe you can hurt some 5 or 10-year-old kids out there. You know, I just can't imagine letting a dirtbag like that out.
Over and over again. Antifa rioters have again gathered in downtown Portland. This was last night. They slashed the tire of a truck driver in the street and are brandishing melee weapons. I mean, this is where President Trump, again, I'm happy to hear that you're sending in federal officers. I would let them go and get all together and ride. Send in so many federal officers that literally they can stand arm to arm all the way around.
That's right.
Block it off, create a perimeter, go in and arrest every single one of these folks because their videos are everywhere. Yeah. Their faces are everywhere. Yeah. You can look, just because their face is covered, if you can see their eyes, you can identify them.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
I know you can. Yep. I know we have the technology.
Yep.
So
I
think you'll see as we get closer to the election, people are fed up. And I will say this. President Trump needs to step up from a federal level and stop this because if not, then citizens are going to take this into their private hands. And that is not going to end well for anybody.
That won't end that well. And if citizens will take it into their private hands if you get a left-wing liberal in office like a Biden who just says, you imagine now Biden wants the same policies that have been run in New York City, in the inner city of Chicago, in Seattle, right? Let's do that across the country, right? That's when people do take it in their hands, and that's when it gets really
ugly. Well, they're going after churches now. We just talked about they disrupted a church in Troy, New York. They're storming these businesses. They're storming these churches. It's only a matter of time, folks,
before people protect themselves.
Well, here's what's going to happen. They're going to say, we're going out to the suburbs. We hate the financial guys. We're going to storm their building. We have 50 people in our building, over half of which are carrying on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
We are well equipped to defend a lot, right?
Yeah.
And guess what? If you start throwing bricks through our windows, we are going to defend our people who are not armed.
That's right.
And I don't want that to happen.
No.
But if we don't stop what's going on, it's going to get to that point. If it's not our business, it's going to be somebody else's.
It's going to be our friend's business. Business.
You saw, we've seen people show up while their business was being looted with shotguns. I saw a guy show up with a chainsaw and chase away protesters.
Yep.
I don't want a protester to lose an arm either. Most of these are deranged children that are sons and daughters of liberal professors,
right?
Most of these kids need help, right?
They need mental
help.
They're like the mayor's daughter.
They need mental help,
like the
mayor does, too.
Tell me I'm wrong. Let's wrap up here, by the way. The New York State Fair, thank you, Andrew Cuomo. He canceled it for 2020, so there's more.
Let's just cancel right through 2025.
This is last year's fair, New York City. Now, a lot of those folks look at them because they're going to be moving to Florida.
Yeah.
Yep. See those folks there?
Yep.
They will be moving to Florida because they're sick of the bullshit.
Gone.
Village Beer Merchant right here in Buffalo and Elmwood, then going out of business. So another just a short-term little shutdown.
Just a pause
in economic activity.
Look, we can always build back economics. We can't rebuild lives.
Yeah.
Tell that to the owner of that place who sunk his entire life savings.
So you're looking at the fair, by the way. So apparently
it's just fine. Again, think about this, folks. It is absolutely 100% fine.
Now,
this picture was a Black Lives Matter protest, no problem. No, and there's no COVID that would have been transferred if this was Black Lives Matter.
But if it's a fair, there's too many white folks here.
That's right.
You can't have that.
That's right.
That's where it transmits right there.
That's right. And let's talk about why government works here. We'll end with this. By the way, Mike Lomas, Glenwiggle Financial Guys. We do manage money for a living. TheFinancialGuys.com.
If you think like us.
If you think like us.
Don't even bother. I was about to move my $1 million to you, but I heard your podcast. Yeah. We don't want that money.
Yeah.
We want people literally that think like us, that believe in things like, you know, our God-given rights, the Constitution, right? The ability to defend ourselves, the ability to go to church, right? Those of you in Pennsylvania, for example, that are the gun and Bible carrying folks that Obama talked about, those are the clients we're looking for.
Right.
Okay.
And we'll end on the next head of the Erie County Water Authority. Some Hamburg taxpayers say they're upset that the highway superintendent's son has been caught multiple times sleeping on the job. Yes, sleeping on the job in Hamburg. Taxpayers are upset. Why?
No.
Why? This guy's perfect for the Erie County Water Authority.
What do they think would happen when they... I love this sons and daughters and cousins uncles and nephews and plans, right?
Could you imagine,
he's so qualified. So
could you imagine if your son worked for your company and was just sleeping all the time? Sure. How long would that last, right? So $28 an hour we're paying him.
Yeah, good.
And they can't
plus benefits, I'm sure.
Full benefits. And a pension. And he's sleeping most of the time on the job, which is great.
Does he have a night job?
Who knows? Yeah, maybe he does. Maybe he works in the private sector at night and then just sleeps during the day and collects his pension. But
he won't lose his job, though.
Yeah.
Taxpayers in Hamburg, you can be as upset as you want in the state of New York. But unless you vote somebody different, unless you change your leadership.
Yeah. And by the way, Western New York can do that, by the way. If you start to look at New York State, 18 miles has destroyed this state. But let me tell you this, if registered gun owners in this state just showed up to vote, we win every single time. But you don't.
No, all right. They don't. It's sad.
All right, on behalf of Mike Lomas, Glenwiggle, we're the Financial Guys. Check out our radio show this weekend. Go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and on YouTube. What do? They subscribe to us, they like us.
They subscribe to us on YouTube, and if you hit the bell, then you'll get notified. We haven't been doing, I keep meaning to, I'm honest to gosh, I want to do more of these types of podcasts, short rants and things like that. But we do have a day job, and we have multiple companies under the Financial Guys umbrella. And Monday through Friday, we are really slammed, managing people's money, helping them with retirement planning and all that good stuff. But at some point, when things slow down a little bit, we'll be starting to do more of these types of things and maybe getting more of our other folks doing them as well.
Yeah.
I know we just launched helping Carl and Russ launch their podcast and things.
Yeah, by the way, check that out. Carl Palladino, Russ Thompson. They'll be piggybacking together with us they did their first podcast last week, but they always do a great job. So on behalf of Mike Lomas, Glenwiggle, Financial Guys, we'll see you next week.